A midweek warming trend is expected across the northern plains, but we're going to be a little on the cool side here for the first couple of days this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures this afternoon, and these are high temperatures, will be in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the region. Some 50 degree readings will be way out in the western parts of the Dakotas. Tomorrow will be a little warmer, but not much. Temperatures will be upper 30s and 40s in the eastern two-thirds of the Dakotas and Minnesota, with most of those 30s in the easternmost parts of the region. And we'll see 50s becoming a little bit more broad-based in the far western parts of the Dakotas once again. On Wednesday, they'll start pushing the warmer air eastward, and temperatures will be in the upper 40s and 50s in Minnesota, and in the 50s and 60s across the Dakotas. The warmest temperatures again way out to the west, and there may be a couple of readings pushing close to 70 degrees. Will those come in our area? Well, I think they might, for at least in the western fringes of our listening area, central parts of the Dakotas. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s as we get out on the day Thursday, while it'll be in the 60s in Minnesota. But that's about as far as we go with the warm-up. Temperatures will start to reverse as we get to the end of the week, not by much, just getting back into a more typical range. We'll look for highs in the upper 50s and 60s in the north, and readings in the 60s and a few 70-degree readings in the south. Our nighttime low temperatures, though, they're going to be quite cold here yet for another night. We expect the low temperatures tomorrow to be somewhat similar today, but a little colder. Temperatures in the teens are going to be common across the region, and it would not be surprising at all to see a couple of readings down to 8, 9, or 10 degrees in a couple of spots. That should not happen very often, and I think it'll be quite a rarity. We'll keep most of those temperatures in the double digits, and it looks like it will be the coldest morning of the season so far, obviously. What about precipitation? Well, I don't expect much of that. This is a cold, high-pressure system that's got a lot of dry air in it, so it will block the Gulf of Mexico moisture for quite some time, so it will probably not see any precipitation in the region until perhaps as we get out to the weekend ahead. We'll bring a low-pressure system into all that warm air, and we'll probably generate a little bit of moisture for the region. It could occur, though, as a little rain and rain changing to snow, because there's going to be quite a little cool spot of air coming in behind it. Right now, the models are probably overdoing the weekend precipitation event, but nevertheless, we should anticipate at least a change in our weather with an increased risk of some rain for Saturday and Sunday. And then as we go from Sunday night into Monday, that's when the colder air will arrive, and we may see a switch over on that precipitation. A little too soon to get specific, though. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.